I've been camping at Jack's Bay in the south unit of the White River National Wildlife Refuge, and on the second night I was there, a fierce thunderstorm blew in after midnight. Lightning flashed and thunder crashed all about us, and our tent walls danced in the wind and driving rain, but we stayed warm and dry in our sleeping bags. Really, it's sort of silly to make a big production about being out during one little storm system when far worse weather is part of a bird's everyday life. Imagining golden-crowned kinglets weighing barely a quarter or even a fifth of an ounce, clinging to wind-buffeted branches as rain pours down, puts the minor inconvenience of wiping a bit of water seepage from the tent seams into perspective. By dawn, the wind had calmed and the skies cleared. I got up at first light to listen to the birds awaken. Not many were singing, but a great many were chattering and calling, more than I'd heard any other morning out there. So naturally, I started imagining what they were saying to one another. Were they talking about the close calls they'd had during the night, complaining about lost sleep, rejoicing that the weather was so much better now? One of the most rewarding things about my entire Arkansas adventure has been spending days living outdoors as birds do. Well, except that I know exactly where there's a food supply in my car, and I don't have to worry about shrikes and hawks and coyotes, and my sleeping bag is rated to well below freezing, and if I get too warm or too cold, I can change my clothing, and if I really want a meal that is warmer or colder than air temperature, I've got a Coleman stove and an ice chest, and if anything isn't to my liking, I can hop in my car and drive away. But being down to at least some essentials, I have a better sense of the rhythms of bird life from day to day, the changes in temperature and wind and sky conditions, the crescendo of sound at first light, and then surges in sound after enough time for birds to get some breakfast later in the morning and in late afternoon, and the sense of completeness in a day as darkness falls. And it seems natural to wake up just before the sun comes up. Artificial light changes all that, as the nights I've spent in motels tells me. I love to be up when the only sounds are the last owls calling, as the tiny call notes of birds waking up build, and suddenly a Carolina wren starts singing away. That wakes up any stragglers, and soon the entire area is alive with birds. This being January instead of March, not a whole lot of birds are singing yet. There are seasonal as well as daily rhythms in the natural world, but occasionally I've caught the chickadees, titmice, and cardinals in song, and white-throated sparrows are just starting to get revved up into singing, though at this point they can barely squeak out a poor old Sam and never seem to get to the Peabody part. But whether it's blustery or calm, stormy or clear, cold or merely cool, spending time out here in the Arkansas wildness with the birds who call this area home has been one of the richest experiences of my life. Production of these For the Birds programs from my Arkansas adventure are supported by monoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.